Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Sitting at an outdoor train platform in Japan last month, I caught myself feeling strikingly isolated. Yes, I was accompanied by my wife, our son, his wife, and our in-laws on this multi-week vacation to the land of the rising sun, but the state of being that far from home was rendering me a mite disconnected. It's understandable. Japan lies across the Pacific, and that's after you've already crossed the continental U.S. from Alabama to even reach the ocean. It's roughly a distance of 6,800 miles. Our ragtag team of Texans and Alabamians had been traversing Japan for days at this point, incorporating almost every manner of transportation, airplane, bullet train, subway, railway, ferry, bus, taxi, and of course walking, mile after mile of walking. On this day, we were midstream in the journey to our latest destination and had about 45 minutes before our transfer from one train to the next. The six of us had established a temporary encampment at a bench next to a convenience store and decided to fan out to best investigate the train station and what refreshments it might contain. I was too exhausted from the morning's mad dash centipede pattern chase through the city streets and train corridors to venture very far, so I just stepped into the small shop next to the bench where we had just plopped all of our luggage. You see, we never stayed more than two nights at any of our various destinations for the first week of the trip. Therefore, all of our bags had to be dragged along with us wherever we went. We were definitely getting all the lug out of our luggage. A cursory examination of the store led me to the sandwich shelves where I picked up a delectable ham, turkey, and boiled egg assembly on the softest white bread imaginable. The sandwich game at Japanese convenience stores is very strong. With this, I paired a Coca-Cola. Sitting down on our staked-out bench to enjoy my meal, I unscrewed the cap and took a long swig of my Coke. I don't know that I've ever closed my eyes when having a swallow of Coke, but at that moment, I sure did. I think something about that feeling of isolation, entrenched in a foreign country out of reach from my home, surrounded by hundreds of thousands of strangers that mostly did not speak my language at every turn, every fiber of every sinew in my legs throbbing from depleted energy, something about that gulp of familiarity was immensely pleasurable. All of those commercials over my lifetime came flashing back to me. People all over the world turning up bottles of Coke. All the slogans bombarding me from my first memory forward. It had worked. Because here I was, draped with feelings of remoteness and fatigue in a foreign land, and what pulls me back into a sense of myself and my home base but a Coca-Cola. The recognizable mix of sweetness, carbonation, and unmistakable flavor was a comfort to me. I sat there smiling to myself, trying to decide if I was a beneficiary of a well-made product or a victim of unrepented and relentless advertising. Whatever it was, my attitude immediately improved, and I found renewed vigor for the remainder of the trip. This isn't necessarily an endorsement of the world-famous beverage. It could have been a burger at McDonald's or a gordita crunch at Taco Bell, which were also present in this country, accomplishing the same effect. But for me, anyway, it turns out the real thing is a real thing. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.